Chatting with Michael Garland this morning. How are you today, sir?
I am fine, Bill. Another beautiful day in Oceanside.
It certainly is. So Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers, you guys do a lot of great work. And we are having some beautiful weather, and that means, well, you've got to tell us about how to keep cool.
Well, we work in partnership with Emergency Management Oceanside, and we work with the RDN Emergency Services, and they are reminding us, and we're going to pass along all the great things you can do when you're having weather like this. So the most important thing is to drink plenty of water and other fluids to stay hydrated, because sometimes we forget to do that. We get so busy, and again, little things you can do to make it a little bit easier. Stay out from the hottest part of the day between 2 and 6 if you can. You know what? One of the great things about our area is how everybody kind of works together. So we have a couple of cooling spaces that are available in the Oceanside area, and we encourage people, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, if you don't have air conditioning, and might be a great time to get out and perhaps read a book. So to that event, we have a couple of places at the public library. So in Bowser, the public library is available for those folks that want to drop in, get away from the weather. Also, the same applies to the Qualica Beach Library, the Parksville Public Library as well. If those don't fit your fancy, why not think about dropping by the Oceanside Place Arena or the Ravensong Aquatic Center? So both of those places have facilities available for those that want to get away from the heat. And, of course, the Town of Qualicum Beach Civic Center is also available. So a lot of places you can go to retreat to if you want to get away from this heat a wee bit. The company is always great there. And as I mentioned earlier, maybe you'll find a good book as well.
The Keeping in Touch program, I suppose that's a good help as well.
You know what? This is, I guess this type of weather kind of brings it a bit more to the forefront, because the Keeping in Touch program is designed for people living independently that do not have someone checking on them on a regular basis. So if you live between Neenah Bay or Bowser or out to Cathedral Grove or even Lascede, and you want someone just to check on you on a regular basis, 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year, this free program is available to you, and basically it's neighbors reaching out to neighbors, just making sure that you're doing okay, be it an outage of power, if it could be something like we're experiencing with the heat wave. But you know what, it's really just, you know, people, neighbors caring about their neighbors and reaching out. So as I mentioned, every day of the week, if you want, we will call you between 9 and 10 just to make sure that you're up and about and you're feeling well. And if you do need assistance, we're there to serve.
Before I forget, you guys are setting up at the Tuesday night markets.
We are. So we're very fortunate to be able to participate as volunteers with the Tour de Rock for our local rider, who is Adam Frass, who is a counselor with the City of Parks. So he's going to be our representative. And indeed, we are taking donations on Tuesday at the Summer by the Sea Market in Parksville. Look for us right in front of Pacific Brim outlet there. And again, we're looking to support. We're trying to raise $25,000 locally, and we're very proud to be a partner with the lounge to promote this event. And let's get some money in the kettle there so we can support all these great initiatives. Basically, children that are fighting cancer, we support things such as Camp Good Times, which is an opportunity for children receiving cancer treatment to be able to be just kids again in a safe environment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, excellent. Great work. And let's stay cool. And thanks very much for chatting with us.
Thank you very much, Bill.